So the topic of today is switching between chords. Obviously, this is a struggle for many, many beginning guitarists, and it's hard to follow the song and make the switching and keep the right hand going. And it may be a little counterintuitive to let the right hand, the strumming hand, be the leader. The right hand always wants to wait until the left hand is ready with the chord. But actually, the fastest way to learn how to strum in time is for the right hand to be the leader, and the left hand just follows along as best it can. Now what you have to do is decide what finger is gonna make is what's gonna which finger is gonna go down first for each chord. Now in this case, we're gonna do 2 bars of G and 2 bars of D in 4/4. So the actual goal is to be just to go G, like 2, 3, 4, G, 2, 3, 4, and again, 2, 3, 4, and D, 2, 3, 4, and again, 2, 3, 4, and G, and keep repeating that over and over. But that's difficult to do because in the beginning stages, all three fingers can't get down that fast. So we just decide which finger goes first. Now, in this particular case, we decided that finger 2 was going to be the one to first go down for each chord. So on a G chord, we got 2nd finger, 3rd fret, 6th string, and the rest of them, even though it's a weird sounding chord, we have that kind of sound. And then for D, we decided that the 2nd finger was also going to be the first finger to go down, and so even though it sounds weird, we have a 4-string chord, which is only do the 2nd finger, just right. So now we're gonna play the exercise in time. The right hand's gonna be the leader, but you're only gonna have 1 finger on each chord, and we don't care. According to this way of playing, this sound and this sound is perfectly acceptable. So here we go. We're gonna do G for 2 bars and D for 2 bars. 1, and the key is, there's 2 keys. Number 1, we will not stop strumming with the right hand, no matter what, whether this hand is ready or not. The worst that can happen is we have open sound, and it may not sound that nice, but as far as I checked, it hasn't hurt anyone yet. You know, I didn't check the news this morning, but it's not going to hurt anyone. 2nd thing is, I'm giving you 2 bars per chord so that in the 2nd bar, you can start to mentally prepare your finger for where it's gonna go for the next chord. So on the 2nd bar of G, you're already trying to visualize where that 2nd finger is gonna go for the D chord. And in the 2nd bar of D, since this is all a big cycle, you're gonna get ready to go back to G and kind of visualize where your finger's gonna go. So here we go, play it together. 2, 3, 4, so. Ready for D. Don't stop. 3, 4, 1. All right, now let's get our... So the strumming pattern before we begin is going to be down, down, up, down, down, up. So the basic unit is down, down, up, which is 2 beats. So every time your hand goes down, that's a beat. So down, down, up.
You don't count the up a beat.
Correct, because it's on the way back. It's on the end of the 2nd beat. The count would be 1, 2, and. Now, of course, you have 4 beats in a bar, so that pattern would go twice for each bar. We go 1, 2, 3, 4, and. So just down, down, up, and down, down, up again. Do it with me. Down. Between the up and the down. So 3, 3, 4, down, down, up. And just right in and of itself. So yeah, you've been doing this pattern at home the wrong way for a while, and now it's gonna take you longer to get back to the way of doing it the right way. But we're gonna work on it. I'm gonna pause this. So let's try a little bit of just the strum itself. Sorry, I should have counted you off. You can do the full G because we're not going to switch chords. We're going to just stay on G. So 1, two, three, four. Down, down, up, down, down, up. So down, down, up. So do down, down, up. Now down, just down, and then down, up. Good. Down, and then down, up. Down, down. I'll tell you what. Just do.
Now is that just that's just three beats then?
For. Don't worry about beats. I'll tell you what. Only do this pattern. Down, down, up. Just down, down, up. Over and over. Down, down, up. Down, down, up. Good. And then we're going to continue only doing that, except we're going to remove the space between the up and the next down. They're all going to flow into each other. So it's going to sound like... So you messed yourself up with that pattern at home.
Yeah, it's like it was stuck in my head, you know.
That was right. That was right just now. Let's beat it out of you a little bit. Wait, but hold on. Just this. Just that. So notice that in for the purposes of the video of the audio, notice that on the left at the top I wrote the whole strum 1, 2, and 3, 4 and which is down, down, up, down, down, up. But since that pattern is the same thing, the first half is the same part as same thing as the second half, namely down, down, up, and then down, down, up again. That part is exactly the same as the first part. I wrote it in bigger symbols over on the right top part of the page. So just concentrate on that and do that over and over. Down, down, up. No. So be disciplined about it. No, give a nice big down and a nice big down up. So I want you to do... Alright, so... We're going to strum. We're also going to do Wax On, Wax Off from The Karate Kid. Did you ever see that movie?
Yeah.
Did I ever tell you about this? No. I do this a lot with students. I want you to exaggerate the motion so that you can give a nice big down and then a nice big down up. And, yep, but only those. So down, nice big one. Start all the way at the top of the guitar. Like, literally, put your pick all the way up here. Go on, all the way at the top. Yep. And we're going to strum all the way down to the bottom. You'll see why in a minute. Yep, that's down. And then all the way back up here for a down up. Yep, and then down again. And then down up. No, that was up down. Alright, so down. One where this is our pattern, just say it out loud as you do it. Good, that's very good. That's very good. That's very good. So you don't have to worry about beats or anything like that.
Yeah.
And the only improvement I could make on that is to just try and remove it. There's a slight hesitation between this up and the next down. So it'll all go as a big circle. Down, down, up, down, down, up, down. down, like in a regular motion, so it does tie it together. And with the wax on, wax off thing, you're doing very good. So three, four. Down, down, up, down, down, up. That's perfect. Keep doing that. That was great.
Yeah. You know, I keep wanting to throw in this little extra thing.
I know.
I know.
And I purposely don't teach you that stuff because it'll mess you up. We had to do extra. It's fine. It's a common thing to want to play stuff you hear. And gradually, as you learn, you'll be able to play that stuff with good technique. Right now, you're kind of trying to approximate what you hear, and that can mess you up from having good technique, if that makes any sense.
It totally makes sense,
right?
To me.
Which is why I'm not giving you, you know, very exciting strums right now, because I can't, you know.
Yeah.
So this is great. How about the same exact thing, except now on a D chord? Same down, down, up business. This is great. On wax off thing, it can be a little more challenging because you know you're only supposed to pick the top four strings of a D chord. However, for this exercise only, I will allow you to play, even though it doesn't sound that great, to play those lower strings. Go ahead and play them. They're not going to hurt anybody. They may not sound the best, but we're working on mechanics right now. Yep, so give me a nice big arch on every single, and all right, done. So let's start together all the way up here. All the way up here. Put your pick all the way up here. There you go. One, two, three, four. So it's down, 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 down. Try not to hesitate. After that up, you're back it down again. So just let it fall. That's it. That's right. Good stuff, Don. All right, is this cool? We still haven't gotten back to the one finger thing, but now we're ready for it. So I want to go back to the one finger thing. You're using second finger, and we're going to use our new strum, not the new strum, but the one we just did. So again, even if the left hand isn't ready, we're going to continue on with that down, down, up strumming. So one, two, three, four, so. Take your time. One, two, three, four, and get ready for D coming up. Switch. Two, three, four, and one. Awesome job. Here comes G, and here it comes. That's okay. There, you got the right idea. Here we go. Three, wait, we're ready for the count. Three, so we can do it together. Three, four. One, two, and three. No worries. One, two, three. Get ready for D. great job. So now we're simply going to do the same exercise with two fingers instead of one. So on the G chord, let's decide that the second finger and the first finger will go on together. And the sound is going to be like this. Sounds a little closer to a G chord than we had. Yep. And when you do a D chord, we're going to also do fingers two and one. So two is still going to go on first. And we're still not going to stop the strumming when we get to that D chord. If finger one isn't ready, we're still going to keep on strumming. But finger one we'll put on as soon as we can. Make sense? And you're allowed to hit the lower strings of the D chord just for right now. Very good. So we're going to do the exact same thing. Finger two is still going to go on first, but hopefully finger one is going to go on right after that. And we're not going to wait for it with the right hand. So here we go. 1, 2, and 3, 4, and one. Switch to D with the second finger, two, and then the first finger again, 4 and 1, 2, get ready for G coming up, here it comes, second finger and then first finger down, 4 and 1, get ready for D, here it comes, second finger goes down and then first finger, 4 and 1, 2, and then first finger on the G, second finger on the G chord. And first finger, awesome job. 4 and 1. Start thinking about the D, and here it comes. 2 and 3. Got two fingers down, that's really great. Here comes G. 4 and second finger goes down, and then first finger. And 2 and here comes the D. And don't stop if you're not ready, just keep. Stick where you were. It's gonna happen sometimes if you blow it. And get ready for D. Here it comes. And switch. 2 and 3, 4 and 1, 2. And that is fantastic. That is fantastic. How's that feel?
That's good.
Isn't that great? I think that's great. And just for the purposes of tying it all together, we're going to try to put the third finger on if we can. I might slow down the tempo just a little bit. But now that's exactly how you train your hand. And notice that your hand is, the left hand, the hand that's doing the chords, is getting way faster than it was when the right hand was waiting for it. That's the whole secret to learning how to strum these chords. So I know it's funny. Remember we talked about ready, fire, aim? You know, in the entrepreneurial world, the entrepreneurs are, you know, let's say like people who are more timid and, you know, more, and this isn't suggesting to say you're timid or anything about your personality. I'm just saying in general, people who are risk takers are in the entrepreneurial world, they first of all, they calculate the risk in the same way that what we're doing, we're deciding what finger goes first, and we know that there is no risk to really worry about, because the worst that can happen is you get no fingers on there and you got this kind of, you know, and it's not any kind of risk at all. So first of all, that's what entrepreneurs do. They assess the risk, they do their homework, they research, and once the risk looks worth it to them, let's say if it's an investment or something, then they go ahead and or a new business or something, right? Then they plunge in, and instead of ready, aim, fire, you know, there's so many potential things that could go wrong that people who are more timid, they'll say, well, I want to start this thing or this new business or try this or that or whatever. But all these things could go wrong. I could, you know, get chewed out by my competition, or I could get no business, or I could have too much expenses, or I could go under, blah, 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 blah. And then all these doubts and fears come. So right now we're just kind of throwing caution to the wind and letting the right hand be the leader. And it may be counterintuitive. But so the ready, aim, the ready, fire, aim thing means you ready, mean you do your research, you get prepared, like we're doing with which finger goes down first. And then fire means we're just going to start strumming, no problem. And then the aim means you adjust as you're going along, right in the middle of the song, you know. And this happens in real life music, too. I mean, you know, someone makes a bum note, they can't stand up, you know, in front of the whole, you know, Broadway show and say, hey, orchestra and the actors on stage and the audience, I played a D flat instead of a D. Can we go back? Just everyone pretend that moment never happened. You know, it'll never happen, right? So you get used to it as a musician. So I'm giving you some kind of a more advanced philosophy right from the beginning, you know, and it's, and doing it this way saves you so much time and so ridiculous amount of hours. Right now, what I'm doing is saving you hours and hours of potential frustration, or even potentially years of never really getting to switch your chords quick enough to play a real song. All right, and so it's all about ready, fire, aim. So here we go. We're gonna do two fingers. Well, first, obviously, the second finger goes on first, and we're gonna put the first finger on, assuming we can do that, no problem. And then only if those both of those fingers are on, we're gonna put the third finger on. But only after first, then second, and then third finger. All right, I'm sorry, in this case, second, then first finger, then third finger for both chords. It's just what we decided to do for this exercise. All right, so here I'm gonna slow down the tempo just a little bit, but otherwise, we'll keep plowing through it. So one, two, and three, four, and. Second finger first, that goes on, then first finger goes on, and then maybe third finger if you can get to it. And back to G again. Second finger goes on, two and three, four and one, two, and start thinking about D, and here we go. That was D already. Three, four, D is halfway over already. Don't go back, here comes G again, doesn't matter. Two and three, four and one. Start thinking about the second finger for D, here it comes. One, two and three, four and one. And here comes G, here we go.
I'm not strumming up at all.
Okay, good. Yeah, let's go over the strumming thing as well.
So
for the strumming, let's do wax on, wax off.
Yeah.
So, nice big. Let's review the strumming before we do any chord switching. How about that? Beautiful. And then just do it on D without worrying about any timing. Just get your D straightened out. And we'll do some strumming on the D. Move the first finger. Yeah. Yeah. Wax on, wax off. Nice big motions. Yeah, that's super nice. That's super great, Don. That's great. And then let's go back. Let's try that same business. All right, so we'll do it together. So just a tiny touch slower than that, but otherwise you got it. So make sure you, since I'm slowing it down, do nice big sweeping motions with the right hand. So wax on, wax off. Here from the Karate Kid, here we go. One, two, and three, four, and G. Already, it's coming, here we go, with the second finger, don't stop strumming, keep that right hand strumming, do not stop strumming, back to G, here we go, G, two and three, we're on G, four and one, and already it's time for D, just do anything, but don't stop strumming, that was D already. I think I pushed the tempo a little bit. Let me get the metronome out because I keep pushing it. I'm pushing the tempo on you.
I have to work on it a little bit.
Yeah, no, I know. I keep on pushing it. I should.
Yeah.
like that tempo right there. Here, hang on a second. Hang on, Doug. The tempo we were doing just now was around 53. So I'm actually gonna slow it down to like 48 or something. So I'm gonna, and this is just for me to make sure that I don't push the tempo on you a little bit. So again, I'm gonna help you force your right hand to not stop moving, but I am also slowing it down a little bit to give the left hand a little more time. So here we go. So it's gonna sound like this. 1, 2, and 3, 4. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4. Get ready for D, second finger. Don't stop strumming. Put the other fingers in as you go. Start thinking about G already. About D, 3, 4, and then second finger goes on, but don't stop strumming. Keep on strumming, keep on strumming. Here we go, back to G. 1, 2, and 3. Yep, even if D is not ready, we keep on strumming. And here comes D, second finger at the top string. Yep. Ready. G, 2, and 3, 4, and 1. Start visualizing that second finger at the top string for D, and then the rest will follow. Top string for second finger. And back to G. Don't worry about it. Back to G. 1, 2, and G, 3. We're on G. 1, 2, and back to D already. All right, cool. That was good.